But this was in the early days of Kunstradio, and the ORF was not supportive of her. There were actually people trying to kick her legs out from under her very strongly. So we all arrived in Vienna. We were supposed to have 3 or 4 days of rehearsal and then this recording session. And we got to Vienna, and the powers that be at the ORF had given the studio time to somebody else. There was no studio. And so then we had to take a train to Innsbruck.
What?
To have a place to rehearse. And we got to Innsbruck, and the ORF had also given the studio time. So then we had gone to another town. There was still no place to rehearse. So then they said there was this garage that a local rock band played in, and we could rehearse in this garage. So we went over there at night and dropped our instruments off in this garage. And it was the middle of winter and there was no heat in the garage. And the idea that we were supposed to rehearse in this cold place, it was just insane. And we came back in the morning and the whole street was full of fire trucks because the garage was on fire. Yeah.
Just gets better.
We stood out there and Mark's bass was in the garage, you know. And that was when Mark turned to me and says, "Ostertag, you got my number in your book? Cross it out." So then we had to go back to Vienna and record with no rehearsal. So that recording is basically made, it's the first time we've met. We were supposed to have had days of rehearsal. We didn't have any. And it was just on the fly. And then they put us in this recording studio, their first digital recording studio. The board was all digital. And it was recorded to hard disk. But they wouldn't give her a engineer. Now they were really trying to shut her down.
That's hardcore. Because she's one of the legendary figures in this field, you know?
So they wouldn't give her an engineer. So the only engineer she could get was a guy who did radio theater.
Uh-huh.
And he'd never mic'd a drum set. And then they wouldn't give us the good mics because they said that the good mics were only for the musical engineers. They had this closet full of Neumanns and stuff. Yeah. We couldn't have any of that. And then, you know, that first piece is very intense, particularly for Phil. And Phil said, you know, "Bob, you gotta, you know, I hope you like the first take because I can't do this more than once in a day." And we got like 4/5 of the way through it and their whole studio crashed. There and all the data was lost. So it was hardly an optimal situation. So that CD was made with no rehearsal, second take, everybody in a grumpy mood, bad microphones, the engineer doesn't know what he's doing.
You're making this up.
I am not making this up.
You're fucking pulling my leg.
All true.
Yeah. Well.
But I think it says, you know, if you're going to make music that's outside the box, then, you know, you have to accept the circumstances that you get. And they're never optimal.